Yep, right now.
Do you want anything else?
I bet down the sun goal.
There we go.
All right. We should go look at it.
I can't wait.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get this started for the Washington County Flood Control Executive Committee, September 1st, 2026. We don't yet have a quorum, so we're going to start on the discussion items. We'll come back to those action items later. So, discussion item number one, discuss the Virgin River vegetation mapping regarding Phragmites monitoring and treatment activities. Rick Rosenberg.
Okay, last time I talked to you about the Virgin River master plan update and showed you a little piece of this map. This is the entire vegetation mapping for the first study reach that we did. So we went from the confluence around Santa Clara all the way down to Fort Acton-ville. I've got bigger ones here if you want to look at a specific property. Steve, you're welcome to join us up here. The herbaceous, that's the grasses, is the green.
Oh, hey.
Now we got a quorum.
Sorry.
Well, let's finish the discussion item, and since it's easier, we can come back to the action items.
The action item is pretty simple.
Okay.
The green is the grasses. There's not a lot of grasses. The white that you're seeing in there is bare ground. The red is woody, so all of your tamarisk, your four-winged saltbrush, your quail brush, all those things that have woody stems is the red. You can see there's quite a bit in there. The purple colors that you see is the Phragmites. That's the problem child. There's two types of frag down there. There's a native frag and there's an invasive frag. The invasive frag develops more dense. That's the one we're worried about, constricting the channels.
What? That's the Australians.
That's the Australians.
Okay.
I'm bringing my scientific consultant with me.
Landscaper. I never planted it, by the way.
So, what we're looking at as far as, at least the recommendations in the master plan was to monitor and map it, then to come up with a treatment plan, and then basically repeat. And it's probably going to be a long-term process, possibly 10 or more years, once we get started, and then those 10 years may, if we do something in here, 10 years from now, we may have it pretty well done there, but we're going to be working in other areas. So it's going to be an ongoing effort. But what we're talking about in the TAC is to confining our treatment areas to just the areas adjacent to the wet channel. Not try and go out and hit every plant that's out there. They're hit, you can kind of see those purple strips. They kind of run through parallel to the river. Hit those areas first. And we're going to prioritize those areas. We've got 120,000 right now available between the chemical that they bought last year and 100 grand in this year's budget to go out and do treatments. So Dave Terry with St. George City is working on cost. We're identifying areas that have been recently disturbed as part of projects.
Confluence.
Yeah, Confluence Park is the big one down there because of the fire. When they put the additional erosion protection around Manowar Bridge, did that project down there, all that haul road and all that disturbed area is just coming back pure frag.
Yeah.
So that'll be a high priority one. Anything that has been recently disturbed as part of our work, we're going to hit those first, and then we'll start working linearly up along the river in the denser populations.
Is there anything they can apply when we disturb it so it doesn't want to grow? I mean, is there any pre-emergent kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, we know we're going to go in, it may come, is there any kind of pre-emergent we could lay down?
Yeah, what they've told us is let it get started. Mow it. Cut it, let it get started, then come in and treat the sprouts.
Is that the people who want to mow, or is that job security? Or
that's the, we've talked to an expert with the DNR that works with frag a lot around the Great Salt Lake and Jordan River up north. They have a similar problem up there. We're also working with some of the ACE crews. They have a separate division that deals a lot with frag. So we're kind of pulling our resources. We're going to have a meeting here probably in the next month. It's almost going to be like a workshop where we bring those experts in and talk about it. There's certain times of the year when you have to do each. You mow, and then you do your initial treating, and all that happens, and then you monitor, and it happens at different times during the year. So you have to kind of get it on a big schedule. So the reason I wanted to bring you up to date on that is when we go to the next item, you can see a lot of empty boxes. In fact, let's just go. Any question on that? I gave everybody a copy of the map so you can kind of see where it's at.
No, I'm good with that. Just want to make note that Austin's now on Zoom, and we can go with that. So let's move forward to discuss the preliminary budget spreadsheet.
Okay, if you go to the... Can you start that PowerPoint for me?
Did she load it?
I hope that it's sitting in there.
The area where they masticated all of the material at Confluence, the Phragmites is 3 feet tall. This just said, hey, thank you. We can breathe now.
Yeah. I gave everybody a copy of the slide. They're really simple. Just talking about the process. The last five-year plan we did was in 2021. We did it for fiscal years 2022 to 2026. The 2026 budget finished up those projects that were in the five-year plan, at least it appropriated money for them. They're not all done, but there's money appropriated.
Did you want me to read this? Or?
That's what it's supposed to be up there. So.
Okay, we're good. Good.
There you
go.
This plan... Your age, Natalie. I'm twice your age and I can read it.
Well, so can I, but it's just the strain.
This plan's going to go for the next 5 years after this year, so 27 to 31. How it works is I meet with all the member communities in the county and get a list of projects that they think needs to happen and try and get a cost estimate and a prioritization. Is it really, how serious is it? And that'll help us prioritize the funds. The TAC reviews it, and they'll make a recommendation to you. That typically you'll get that in your November meeting. We'll talk about it again next month, and then it'll come for approval at that November meeting unless it's delayed, and then that'll be that December meeting. We try and get it out ahead of time for the five-year plan, ahead of the budget. Many of these projects take years and years. The Warner Draw projects that are on the spreadsheet, they're moved down. Todd, like we talked about, they're now on the counties. All the Warner Basin, the Bree Basin projects are now sitting under the counties. Those have been on there since 2012. Those were on the very first one we did, and it's working through the NRCS. And
I remember that.
And so those have been there a long time. This acts like a placeholder for them until we get them finished. We also include annual costs. We have certain costs that we're committed to annually, and that next sheet kind of gives you a list of that. We have a gauge on the Santa Clara River below Dunlop. They took out the gauge that was above the reservoir, so we participate with the USGS to have a gauge below the reservoir to give the west side of the county early warning if we do have a flood coming. So that's an annual expense. I've just kind of put a 2% inflation in there, Camille.
Is that what it's been rolling?
Yeah, it's close. We have money in there for the audit. We have money in there for insurance. You'll have to tell me if those numbers look good if you want to bump them. There's three blanket engineering contracts. There's one with Rosenberg Associates. That's what I'm here for. There is one with Bowen Collins that do some work, and there's one with Horrox. Those are in place so if the member communities need some work and it's in the five-year plan, they can get going on that quickly. We have an agreement with Virgin River Program via the Water District to do mitigation and clearances out there, and additionally some herbivore studies, some beaver studies, and herbivore control. So last year we killed, we eliminated.
No, they didn't relocate them.
They did permanently. They permanently relocated.
We relocated 29 herbivores off to Santa Clara. That were, I mean, we go to the, try and get vegetation reestablished, and they build dams and plug storm drains with it. So we only do it in the metro or adjacent to the metro, so we're not chasing them all over the state. ACE, we've been spending $160,000 a year with ACE doing hand clearing all over. All the cities have had them work in their areas, county, we've been working up in the county. So that's in there, I've left that in there. And a lot of this, some of this other vegetation stuff, like they may be doing the spraying on the Phragmites treatment. They may be doing some monitoring on it. They may be doing the mowing. We use them to supplement city courses because they're partially funded via grants. Mm-hmm. And they're cheap, and they do
affordable, Rick.
They're
affordable.
And they do extremely work. High quality work.
Yeah,
that's the reason
when they have the equipment.
They know what they're doing, and it doesn't take a ton of oversight. We can tell them what we want, and they get out there.
And last year we got a good deal, didn't we? Because they just stayed.
We got a good deal all the time. Mm-hmm. And when the federal shutdown happened,
yeah, we got a real good
deal. We had them all over the place because we're kind of, they use us as fill-in if they get a blank.
Sure.
We try and schedule to where I can send them out there any month of the year. I hate working in the summer, but they'll come and do certain things in the summer. So if they say they're available, we've got work for them. The emergency fund the education, we give money to kind of promote Adopt a Waterway, other public relations type stuff. And you got the emergency fund, the right-of-way acquisition fund, the urgent project. I mean, you can see that's about $800,000 a year. Mm-hmm. We only raise about 1.2 a year.
This year in fees, our budget is. Second to scroll down.
Can we get the
1.23
wild hogs to have a taste for beaver?
Phragmites.
You talk about
goats. Phragmites.
Get some goats.
If you could get the, I mean, we tried goats on Tamaris.
Yeah.
They didn't die. They cleared off a bunch and didn't die. It blew my mind. The goats didn't die. I watched them sit there and eat something right down to the stems, and then I waited for them to die, and they walked away. It was amazing. Man, my point is that there's with those, if we spend all of those annual things, mm-hmm. not a lot of money. We haven't been spending any of the emergency transfer. We haven't done any, very little right away, a little bit right away. And the urgent project need is brand new. So we've been, and we haven't been spending all of your grant applications or your engineering either. So that all stays in there for projects.
Have we, with these floods this last month, have we had anything come up that is going to kind of fall under flood control? Or
as far as projects?
As far as projects or recovery.
I have not seen anything as a result of the recent storms.
Okay.
That was as far as a request.
Mayor Smith rebuilt the levee behind his Bumbleberry Inn last night and today.
I know Rosenberg's had got a team up there for a week since the last flood that happened.
Yeah.
Springvale's not under this.
No.
Springvale's not. So they're not eligible.
Perkins not either.
Yeah, they're going to partner with
us. It's just the three cities and the county.
Yeah.
And the county's limited on what they can do with it.
Right.
It has to impact the cities directly.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of, if you go back to that first, well, go to the last sheet first. Right now, we've got about $7.8 million in the total fund balance. $4.9 million of that is unrestricted. And that line that goes out past that red box is, if we did all the projects on this sheet and made and collected all the money that we're anticipating, that's kind of your fund balance as it runs out. So you can kind of see it hovers, going to hover around 2.5-3 million. That's probably a pretty safe place for it to be, because we want to have, it's got to cover your emergency fund and your right of way, and that's 2 million plus now.
But right now it's built up a little bit for it's projects built, that we have
it's built up a little bit. But if that Warner drop, well, I'm not going to say that, if we got that 566 money, there might be some cost sharing that would take a pretty good chunk on it. The Warner ones don't look like they will, but we're not done with those yet either. So
is that because the participation is greater from the feds on the Warner ones?
Yeah, you get 65% federal cost share and 31.5% state if the state funds. And that's an if. That's not a when. We don't have that agreement in play yet. So if you look down, and Todd or Paul, any update on that?
No, I haven't talked to any of the state guys recently about it. Last way we talked was a few months back.
There's $4 million. We're kind of planning on over $4 million for those two basins, plus whatever it costs for Stookey. So that's, I just caution you, that's a need.
Okay.
We don't want to spend all much too fast.
We'll do Warner and Stookey together.
So you can bid them together?
Okay. Economics. So
that makes state money even more important.
Yeah, so that needs to start coming in here pretty quick, because we want to go ahead.
Are you good on this one, or?
No, not yet. I'm close, so I'm
hurrying. Okay, all right.
I promise. I know you got a date, and she does too.
I don't have a date. Well, I have an
appointment.
I got a different date.
Okay, 2026 numbers are in there. Reimbursement agreements are in there. I've already talked about this with the cities. Well, Paul's got to get some together pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I think George has got to get a couple together. Karen knows about it. Those need to, hopefully, all those will be on your agenda next month for approval. What I did on 2027 is I tried to prioritize projects based on 2026. And I've got about $2 million already. And it did cover those two reservoirs, those two detention basins, sorry. Sullivan Park is in there. The HMGP is in there, Paul.
What are we doing on Sullivan Park?
That's the erosion protection.
Sure.
Erosion protection along the banks there.
Okay.
That's FEMA funded, 75% FEMA funded. That's a grant. Southgate and Sunbrook and St. George, I know those are important projects, so I kind of just did that. And then I did the next phase of this. I actually did two phases. The next phase is going to go from Mall Drive to Washington Fields Road. So that reach will be the next one that we map like this. We've got a lot of disturbance planned up in that reach. And so to even out the benefits, so it's not all St. George, will give Washington, a big chunk of that is in Washington.
There's a lot up there.
And then we were going to do the Tuacon Wash too, so Santa Clara got a little piece. Santa Clara's cost would be won't be that much, but there's no master plan in play on the Santa Clara or on Tuacon yet. So this will put that initial planning document in play on it. We don't have them. We've got them on Sand Hollow. We don't have one on Tuacon. We don't have one on Mill Creek, so I programmed it in year three.
Sweet.
You can kind of look and see that on here. And then as we prioritize the frag treatment, then you'll start seeing some more numbers come in these boxes. A lot of that might be the 160 that we're using with ACE. Okay?
Just slowly taking a chunk out of it.
We're hoping, I've got estimates as low as 3,000 an acre, which sounds almost too good to be true.
Yeah, that's very fair.
We're still figuring that out. It might take a couple of projects before we get a really decent number.
Is the state putting all their money into Salt Lake?
Got any. We've asked if there's any state money, and I get this list of potential grants that are super competitive, and takes more money than we have to fill out the application for. So it's like Steve stuff. But, so we'll keep looking. If you hear, the county's got some money, I heard.
Yeah, it's in my pocket. $1.95.
Look, it's just what's in your pocket. We're in good shape.
I just know that it drinks more water than a football player drinks Gatorade.
Yeah, and if anybody has any inside line on grants or funding available.
Well, let me speak here because I was working with BLM, and we just, with that, their help, we put in a BLM internal grant, and I think we budgeted about $250,000 for Frank Mighty's work. I don't know how it spends.
We'll see.
But we should know by the end of September if, I mean, that's like a 3 to 5 year program. But we've got some other projects in there as well, but that was one of the big hitters.
When we talked about 6 weeks ago or so, is that when that started, or did you previously, about that time?
No, they just came to us about 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And so we have this opportunity. But I also did talk with a gentleman from John Curtis's office last week up on the Santa Clara River, and he was saying that you had bent his ear.
I gave them my report.
You gave who?
Curtis's office of my report.
Yeah, I don't remember what his name is, Cameron, something like that.
Carson Brown.
Carson, yeah.
Yeah, well.
So.
I forwarded it to everybody that I could think of. But the president was busy with his ballroom. Well, thank you for that update.
Maybe so we'll see where that could.
We do have some money budgeted to help with grant applications.
Okay,
exhibits and
stuff. I like it.
If we get an idea on the grant. So you'll see next month when you come back, I'm hoping to have some of those boxes filled in for at least 2027 Sprague.
Sure.
Okay, so that will be back to you.
So now you're good. So, Camille, do you mind if we go hit the action items? That way, if somebody does have to duck out, we can come back with discussion. Item A, approve the minutes of the executive committee meeting held on August 4th, 2026.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Councilman Coates, second by Councilwoman Larson, and third by Commissioner Holmquist. All in favor?
Aye.
So that passes unanimously. Item B, approve the reimbursement agreement from American Conservation Experience.
This is the agreement for ACE for the second half of 2026 work. We approved one earlier in the year for about the same amount. This is the second half of the 160. It's standard form agreement that we've used over the last few years. It's ready for signature.
Just the 9,000?
No, it's $9,000 per 40-hour week. It's a total of $73,250.
Oh, there it is.
So then you'll need a motion in the amount of $73,250.
Make a motion we approve the American Conservation Experience Agreement for $73,250.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Coates, second by Councilman Hendrickson. All in favor?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well, so that passes as well. Item C in the discussion, financial update, Ms. Hastings.
Not much different from last time. We have a couple items that will be adjusted on the budget. Next meeting, we'll open the budget for adjustments, and then we will have those in November. But basically, the only two that I have right now is we have not spent the amount for education outreach that we budgeted. Last year, we originally budgeted $5,000. They asked for more. We upped it to $15,000, but then they haven't actually used it this year. So we'll be backing off some of that money. And then the River Plan Master Update was approved for that extra $20,000 for the the little mapping things. And so we'll need an adjustment there for that extra $20,000. Other than that, everything is moving along.
With that, item D, other business. Anybody have any other business? Then I'll take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by all in favor.
Aye.
Motion by Councilman Henderson, second by Councilman Coates, all approved. Thanks.
When you get a second look at those project lists, if there's something missing, talk to your people.
So this morning, because I live and watch the Confluent on Mars, all three rivers, the virgin is as reddish brown as